It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, school is officially back in session. Last week, we heard from Somerville High Superintendent Michael Merrill about the new happenings at the school. And today, we're turning our attention to Sonora High School and the Wildcats. Pleased to be joined in the studio by the Superintendent, Ed Pelfrey. Superintendent Pelfrey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So the first day of school is now in the rearview mirror. How did the first day go for Sonora High School?
It went really fantastic. A great group of freshmen coming in and a very smooth first day.
So what are some of the things you're excited about this year at Sonora High School?
Well, I think one of the things I'm really excited about is the expansion of some of our CTE, our career tech education offerings. We're expanding our healthcare pathway. We have a new health careers teacher, Maggie Frey, and she will be adding to our current health careers classes. She'll be adding some CCAP courses, and the CCAP courses are college courses from Columbia College taught at Sonora High School for Sonora High School students, and she'll be teaching medical terminology and a health careers exploratory class.
So another addition to the CTE programs, that's really been a strong emphasis at Sonora High School, right?
Yes. The school board has made that the number one priority for the last 2 years, and we've continued to expand those efforts. We're also expanding construction. We'll have a second-year construction class. And last year, they worked on basic skills of construction. This year, the new construction class or the advanced construction class will be working on building tiny homes. Also, we'll be starting a CTE construction class at and a culinary class at Casina High for our students there.
You know, being the start of the new school year, especially for incoming freshmen, you know, what kind of advice do you have for students to really take full advantage of their high school experience?
Well, I think it's said over and over again, but digging into those opportunities outside the classroom from activities like mock trial, which is an amazing activity that our students have offered to them that's run by Pete Smith in collaboration with the Tuolumne County courts and local attorneys, to band, which, you know, we have the Golden Regiment Band, the most amazing band in the universe, sports, and other clubs such as we have a fantastic art club that puts on a show each year. Lots of opportunities for kids to get involved in those things outside the classroom.
How about parents and just interested community members? Are there ways for them to get involved too?
Yes, there's lots of ways for parents and community members to get involved at Sonora High School and at Casina High School. At Sonora High School, we have what's called the flex period. That's a 45-minute block in the middle of the day where students get to choose where they're going to go. So, for instance, let's say they want extra help in math. They can sign up to go to their math teacher's class. Or if the Walk the Talk Club is holding a meeting, they'll hold it during the flex period and students can sign up to go there. Or teachers can assign students to be in their classroom. And this has been a great place for community groups to plug in to our school to provide opportunities for our students. One example of that is Judge Boyack comes about once a month, once or twice a month, and does an ethics group where he has some things to say about ethics and to share that with students and to take questions and just talk about ethics and ethical behavior. It's an outstanding opportunity for our students, and it fills up our wellness center every time he's there. Another example is Ron Edson from KAAD puts on a class where he teaches students to make podcasts and produce radio shows. And we've done that for the last 3 years, and it's been real successful. So plugging in, calling the schools, asking for ways to help, sharing what your ideas are with our principals. Our principal for our alternative ed, which is Casina High and Ted Bird, is Robert Maben. And our principal at Sonora High School is Karen Sells. And they will talk to you about ways to plug in. At Casina High, it's been amazing the amount of support we get from everybody from Blue Mountain Minerals, from Sonora Regional Medical Center, that want to come in and make a difference for those kids. And they do all the time.
Yeah, it's great to hear. You know, remind us, for anybody who's unfamiliar, what do you all oversee in the Sonora Union High School District?
So we have about 1,000 kids in the school district, and the comprehensive high school is Sonora High School with about 900 students. Then we have Casina High School, which has, depending on the time of year, between 40 and 60 students. There's Ted Bird Independent Study School, which has just under 100 students. And then we have an adult ed program, which has between 14 and 25 students.
What have you noticed when it comes to enrollment trends in recent years? Has it been going up, down, or staying about the same?
It's a slightly downtrend with – we had a pretty big step down last year, but a step up this year from last year. But we're staying fairly stable.
Are you seeing more students get involved with those partnerships that you have with Columbia College that you referenced earlier?
Yeah, we have about 125 kids involved in our middle college, and those are all juniors and seniors. So that's half of all of our juniors and seniors are involved in the middle college program at Columbia College. I can't say enough about that partnership. Courtney Castle really took the lead on that over 20 years ago. We've been running the middle college, and now Courtney is in demand from other schools throughout the state for help on how do you get this done. And then what's really expanded lately has been our CCAP courses. Like I said, those are courses, Columbia College courses taught at Sonora High School, usually for just Sonora High School students. So we have 80 students involved in that as well. So we have students who take EMS and fire classes. They take EMS CNA classes, which is Certified Nurses Assistant. And then we have welding and fabrication classes. And then, as I said, this year we'll be adding the medical terminology and health careers classes.
Yeah, great opportunity for those students to get a head start if they're planning to go to college after high school. Is it a competitive process to get into those classes?
It's not competitive. You know, we give seniors the first option, but there's generally room for most folks.
How about just staffing this year? Are any big changes when it comes to staffing, whether it's administrators or teachers?
Well, we're lucky enough to have 8 new teachers joining us. Cameron Chitwood is joining us as a social studies and English teacher. Tracy Emerald and Ashley Hartzog are joining us as math teachers. Denise Thomas is returning after a year sabbatical to teach chemistry for us. Suzanne Moore and Ryan Yeart are new special education teachers. And as I mentioned before, Maggie Frey is joining us as a health careers teacher. At Byrd High School, Taylor Swatty is joining us as an instructor.
Has it been difficult to attract and retain teachers? I know statewide that's been a challenge.
You know, there's not a lot of depth in the pools for math, science, and special education. Those are challenges. We've been very lucky to have a lot of people who are community members who have different degrees and that they're willing to come in and get their teaching credential while they're working. So we're lucky to have great people in the area to bring in to fill those positions.
I know you've touched on this on past shows, but what are some of the initiatives in place to kind of support mental health and well-being of students too?
So as I said, CTE has been the main focus for the last couple years of the district determined by the board. Before that, it was social emotional health, which was the number one focus and continues to be a top 5 focus for us in the district. And that was 5 years ago. We started the Wellness Center, and that continues to be a very strong presence on our campus. So the focus of the Wellness Center has been the social emotional wellness of our students. It gives students a place to go when they just don't feel right. They may not know why they don't feel right, but it's a place where they can meet with counselors or therapists or community mental health experts through the county who can come there and meet with students either one-on-one or in group settings. What we've seen is through the California Healthy Kids Survey, which is given every year to 9th graders and 11th graders, we've seen in the time since we started that Wellness Center a sharp decline in chronic sadness and suicidal ideation, particularly for our juniors, the students we've had the longest amount of time that gets measured. In 2021, chronic sadness, and chronic sadness is ranked as students who have felt sad for 2 weeks or more in the last year. And that's gone down from 61% to 29%, which is outstanding. And the suicidal ideation, not quite the same type of drop we'd like, but has gone down from 26% to 20%. And that takes us below the state average. Tuolumne County has been high for a long time. Rob Egger from the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools office has made this a real focus of the work he's done. And we've all worked together to try and make that happen. And we like to see those successes because nothing's more important than that mental health of our students.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about Sonora High School on this weekend show. It is a new school year. We're talking with Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
It is back to school time in the Motherlode. On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we're focusing on Sonora Union High School District, joined in studio by the Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. Superintendent Pelfrey, are there many infrastructure projects or anything like that of note taking place at the school right now?
Well, we always have a big project going on. The main reason we always have a big project is because we have campuses that have infrastructure and buildings that are 80 to 100 years old. So it's constant repair. And Mark Alberto is our director of maintenance and operations, and his team does a fantastic job of keeping everything running and looking good. But it is a real challenge. This summer we replaced two roofs on temporary buildings. And the challenge is those are temporary buildings that were put up over 40 years ago. That's no longer temporary. And, you know, you hate to spend money on temporary buildings, but it's what's necessary right now as we go forward. We have looked at lots of different options for how to keep that infrastructure and those buildings running and workable for students. One of the things that we've really leaned into has been grant funding. And we have a teacher on special assignment, Gretchen Burtwistle, who was our culinary arts teacher, but then the pipes in our culinary arts room clogged up so much that they couldn't be repaired. And this is an 80-year-old building, our C building, on the second story there. And any type of repair would have closed classes throughout that whole building. So Gretchen came on as our teacher on special assignment to support CTE development. And she's done a great job of that. But her pursuit of grants to fund a lot of the things we do has made a big difference. So, for instance, this summer, we started a renovation of the culinary arts room. So tore the floor out, tore out the old piping, the old sewage pipes, changed the electrical. We're coming back in with new flooring, new equipment, all grant funded. And the goal is that we can open up culinary arts, hopefully as a CCAP class, in the fall of next year. Also, with that grant funding, we've done things like we put together we have been storing fire science equipment in a portable temporary classroom. Once again, this is portable temporary from 1980. We built a shed with grant money so we could move the equipment out and use that room again as a classroom for our CNA classes. And so they can share equipment, because when we do EMS, CNA, and fire science, they share a lot of equipment in the life-saving parts of their program. So to have those classes next door to each other sharing equipment is important. We also built another storage shed at the Cassina High School campus to, once again, move things out of a classroom so we can use that classroom for construction. But we still have a place because Donna Berry, who's our secretary at Alternative Ed, and she's also one of the directors of our community schools program at Cassina High, she has done an excellent job of working with the community to bring in food and clothing for a thrift store type of situation for our students in alternative ed. And she's done an amazing job with that. And maybe one of the most touching things she does is she puts together a Christmas store so that students can come in and buy and make Christmas gifts for their families. And so what we've done is there's so much supplies that the community donates to this. We needed a separate storage facility to store that so that kids can access this, and we can have a food pantry. We can have a clothing pantry for students in need. So we, once again, grant money helped finance a storage building so we can do that. The classroom that storage came out of now becomes our construction class for our alternative ed students.
You know, getting grant money to do those types of projects, is that a relatively new thing in the state, or is that how it's always kind of been done?
Well, it all depends. Different schools really dig into it more than others. But it takes somebody who's dedicated to that. In a school district that's small like ours, you're really looking for someone who has a special skill. And Gretchen Burtwistle has shown that she can do it. She can make it rain with grant money with our partners here in the community. One example of that is we worked with Sonora Jobs First Initiative to get a Catalyst grant that's doing something very exciting. We're partnering with to explore creating a CTE regional training center at Wildcat Ranch. And what we're looking to do is partner with the American Loggers Council, the Career Tech Education in Tuolumne County Group, Columbia College, Motherlode Job Training, Sierra Resource Management, the Sonora Foundation, the Fresno Workforce Development Board, and the Tuolumne County Office of Education to see if we can, and we've gotten the grant money to do this planning, to see if we can build something out there that expands our agriculture FFA facilities, that provides a new heavy equipment and logging operation where we can train people to be able to make a living using heavy equipment in logging operations in Tuolumne County, and also a fire science program in cooperation with Columbia College. It's very exciting. Like I say, we wouldn't be able to do that if we hadn't found that grant money. And so we'll be looking to see what the feasibility of that is in the future.
How about the Sonora Dome? What's the latest on that project? Well, facility, I should say.
Yeah, the dome's really challenging. You know, it's such a beautiful facility, and every time I'm there, it's inspiring. You know, it's such a central point in our community. And, you know, as you drive up Stockton Road, there it is. You know, and every place you go, you can turn and see that, and it's so important. The district is committed to responsible stewardship of the dome. And we continue to look for viable community-driven partnerships that respect the district's obligations to students, staff, and taxpayers. We can't support plans for the dome that would shift fiscal risk to the district or that would compromise long-term planning for the good of students. The dome is an important historical place for the community. The job of the district isn't to preserve historical buildings. It's to educate students. So we have to find a way to fund and push an initiative that will get students back in that building someday, because that's going to be the mission. We need funding to make the repairs necessary to the building to make it a place where anybody can work on a regular basis. And also, if we're going to have students there, it has to have seismic repairs. And then we need to have somebody, an occupant there, who can continue to fund the building going to the future. That's probably going to be a public agency that's going to do that. We think it's important. The building is used right now for storage for several different groups, and it houses some operations for KAAD, local public radio station. So figuring out how to do that without hamstringing us for the future, because that property shouldn't be split up, because it could reduce its value in the long run and its usefulness for students in the long run. So it's a challenge, and we're working on it all the time.
So right now, did I hear, so like you're not looking to just give it or sell it or whatever to a different agency? You're hoping that students can somehow be using the facility as well?
I mean, that's the dream. It's a school, and you know, and you hope that it can be a school, but that takes a lot of funding. And so trying to find the way to do that is difficult. Giving it away, especially because we are stewards of this historical building that's important to the community. There hasn't been a group that's come forward that has fiscal viability in the long run to maintain that historic building, that heritage of our community. So if that were to happen, we're obviously looking to collaborate, but that's a big lift for any group, and it's probably going to be a public agency that's going to be able to do that.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about Sonora Union High School District on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio today by Ed Pelfrey, the school superintendent, and we'll have our final segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute, brought to you by Nate's Tree Service.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking with the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District, Ed Pelfrey. It is back to school time in the Motherload. Classes started this past week in Tuolumne County. Superintendent Pelfrey, kind of some big changes happened last year when it comes to school transportation and buses. What can you tell us about that and what kind of spurred those moves?
Yeah, about 4 years ago now, as COVID was ending, there became all across the country, and it remains unabated, a real demand that wasn't being met for commercial drivers. And that also hit bus drivers, school bus drivers. And our director at the time, Chet White, came to me and he said, I've been saying this for years. We need to collaborate between our county's districts on transportation. We already, Sonora Union High School District, provides special education transportation for all students at all the schools in the county already and has for a number of years. So we brought in a consultant, Ryan Hahn from Strategic School Consultants, who has done this type of putting together shared services plans at other districts throughout the Northwest, California and Oregon and Washington. And we did a study where we studied each school district's transportation program because each district has its own transportation department. And we have something where there are times where there's one corner where school buses from three or four different districts pass the same spot. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's not good stewardship of taxpayers' money. So we did that, moved in. It turned out that it was going to be feasible. And four school districts decided to join together to do that. Jamestown Elementary, Curtis Creek Elementary, Sonora Elementary, and Sonora High School all joined together in shared services Tuolumne County. And that kicked off after Christmas last year with a lot of success. All three of those elementary schools and the high school all increased the number of runs and the length of runs we were able to provide. Basically, what we did was we changed bell schedules. So the elementary started a little bit earlier. Sonora High School moved their start later by a half hour, which allows each bus driver to run two routes. So immediately it helps with the bus driver shortage and provides more runs for each school. And where some of the elementaries had struggled, where if there's a bus driver ill or out, then they just canceled a bus run because they didn't have anybody else. We didn't, in our first semester as shared services, didn't cancel a single run and provided more runs at each school. So that was really a big success. And this year, we roll forward with that. It'll be our first full year with shared services. And Ryan Hahn is currently our interim director. We'll be going out and hiring for a new director of transportation here this year and trying to continue those services and make sure that where a lot of those elementaries had to cancel even field trips they had, it was a struggle to get transportation for their athletics. It was a struggle for Sonora High School to get athletics transportation. And now that we're in the Trans Valley League, we traveled much further, much more often. It became very important, and we're building that capacity to continue to expand services and do better services so that kids get to school and get to the programs that sometimes keep them in school. And I just got to say, our bus drivers do a fantastic job, and one thing that I think is really important is that's the first face they see of school for so many of our students. And we're talking about a third of all the students that attend those schools. That bus driver is the first person they see, and I think they do a great job of being a welcoming face when students get ready to come to school.
You know, getting into some other issues, how about cell phone use? How does the district monitor student cell phone use?
Well, we have a cell phone policy that says cell phones may not be used in class. It's at and then teachers, if a teacher have an issue with a student with a cell phone, they get a warning. If they have another issue, the teacher takes the cell phone, gives it to the administration. The administration gives it back to the student at the end of the day. If there's a second time, then it leads to a conversation with parents about what we're going to do with that student and their cell phone. Different teachers have different ways of doing it. Some people have the hangers on the wall, so they ask students to put their phones in there. And that's how we're dealing with it. Obviously, cell phones are a huge issue for everybody in education. It's a distractor from students and what they're doing. But it's a challenge that we're facing and trying to do it in a very realistic way. And while that's happening, it's no question it's a challenge, and I appreciate our teachers doing the work necessary to do that. In this last year, we've seen test scores go up in math, English, and science. We've seen our AP test scores. Once again, we set a record for our school district of 72% pass rate of AP tests. This year, we increased the number of students taking AP tests and increased the passing rate to 74%. We've seen attendance rates, which was a major focus for our school district in the last 2 years. Attendance rates continue to go up. So while there are challenges like that, like cell phones, we're doing the things necessary to make sure that kids advance and have the opportunities that we want for all of them, whether it's careers or college. And we believe at Sonora High School that college is a way to get to a career. A college is job training. So everybody we're working on to make career ready, whether that be a trade or through college to another career.
How about the rise of artificial intelligence, another challenge? What have you kind of noticed and kind of its impacts on high school life?
It's really, it really makes people think differently about what's going on. I really appreciate Leslie Newman, one of our English teachers, had really dug into this 2 years ago. And our staff sat down at the very beginning of the year, got a primer on AI and what it might mean to education, did some brainstorming on that, and put together an AI policy about here's how AI will be used by students. And I thought that was very, very useful and helped our staff understand very early on how we were going to address that. I don't think that we have begun to know what the true effect of it is. Everybody's learning and changing on a daily basis. I think one of the things that has been brought to my attention by a community member who works in the tech industry, he came to me and he said, I always thought my children would be working in this tech industry. I just really want you to focus on the trades because those are the things that aren't going to go away with AI. We'll see programmers go away. We'll see some computer engineering go away. But the trades, plumbing, construction, masonry, cosmetology, these are things that are not going to go away. And so it has been a real focus of us, of ours in CTE, and how we incorporate AI to make sure students can be good consumers of this great tool. I think we've got a lot more work to do on that in the future. But I think focusing on careers and trades makes sure that a lot of our students are going to be AI-proof for the future.
The fall is here, and it's also the sports season as well. Sonora High obviously has some great sports programs. You know, what's your observations heading into the fall here?
Well, coming off maybe one of the most exciting years of football for the whole county, with state championships for our Wildcats and the Bears. And I want to thank Mike Merrill, the superintendent at Somerville, for the collaboration we had on what was a great parade, and also with Assemblyman Tangipa on helping to work to get Highway 49 available for that parade. That was amazing. And of course, what we're hoping for at Sonora High is to have another one of those this year. So we kick off the season, and we're very excited. Lots of players coming back and lots of new players for that opportunity. And everybody knows it's a great Friday night to come down to a home game at Dunleavy Field and see the Golden Regiment Band, see our cheerleaders. We have 40 cheerleaders this year, so that's going to be an exciting thing. And to have the FFA barbecue going in the south end zone, it's a great experience. So everybody looks forward to that at our school. I think one of the great things about fall at Sonora High School is the number of athletic opportunities that there are for students. So of course we have football, and then we have girls volleyball, and then we have cross country, water polo girls and boys, and we have boys golf, and we have girls flag football. And we had our first flag football game on Tuesday night. Fantastic showing, and I think probably one of the fastest growing sports that we have in the area is our girls flag football. So it's an exciting time for everybody to come back to school and get involved in all those sports.
Superintendent Pelfrey, we've run out of time, but any closing comments you'd like to make?
Just how much we appreciate the community. Our collaborations with Columbia College, with Sonora Area Foundation, Blue Mountain Minerals, everybody comes to our schools to support our kids. The Sonora Area Foundation, I should say, the Sonora Area Foundation, and so many people in the community take advantage of our track and our field at the school. The Sonora Area Foundation recognized that. And this summer, we had the track was refinished, cleaned, because we have people on it all the time. And they funded that work. And we just couldn't appreciate that more.
Well, good luck on the 2025-2026 school year.
Thank you so much.
Again, we thank Ed Pelfrey for joining us in studio. He's a superintendent at Sonora High School. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.